The Washington football team's application to trademark the name gets denied. I'm Acacia James.
A first in Maryland program aimed at making it safer to get around in Wheaton. I'm Michelle Morello.
Where do you want the circulator to go? I'm Christopher Cruz.
A major coronavirus milestone in Maryland. Good to have you with us this afternoon. WTOP News Time, 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. In Atlanta, a woman is lucky to be alive. A tree and power lines landed on her car. Atlanta Fire and Rescue posted video on Twitter showing parts of the tree caved in the windshield and the roof. Officials have not said if the heavy rain and wind overnight caused the tree to fall. Millions are bracing for more rain in the southeast. What was Tropical Storm Claudette is now a tropical depression, and it's passing over Atlanta on its way to the Carolinas. Here's WGCL-TV meteorologist Rodney Harris.
By lunchtime, we're seeing about a 40% coverage of rain in metro Atlanta. After lunchtime, the rain will gradually come to an end.
Weather is to blame for a fiery crash on a highway in South Alabama. 9 children and an adult were killed when multiple vehicles hydroplaned on the wet roadway, colliding. The body of a missing tuber has been found in the Dan River in North Carolina after a float went over a dam Wednesday night. One person is still missing. 3 others were found dead earlier in the waters. In Littleton, Colorado, a hot air balloon crash. Rescue teams are on the scene near the Chatfield Reservoir. There are reports of multiple injuries. Negotiations to restore the Iran nuclear deal are ongoing. Israel's new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett warning the U.S.
Israel's position will not change on this.
An infrastructure plan is still up in the air. A bipartisan group of senators is now negotiating. Republican Senator Rob Portman talked about his side's plan on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's not about infrastructure. It's kind of a $6 trillion grab bag of progressive priorities. Ours is about core infrastructure, and it is paid for. And so it's paid for without raising taxes, which is key.
Get the shot. That's the message from the White House as a new and highly contagious variant of the coronavirus is here. CBS's Mark Strassman with details.
On summer's first day, every state reports plunging rates of first shots, like Louisiana, with America's second lowest overall vaccination rate. The Delta variant looks menacing. It's the most contagious corona strain to date. Sometime next month, the Delta variant could become America's dominant COVID threat.
So where are COVID cases showing up the most right now?
Connecticut, for example, where I am, shows no upsurge of infection, but Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Missouri show very substantial upsurges of infection. It's based entirely on how much population-wide immunity you have based on vaccination.
Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation. The U.S. passing a grim milestone this week, 600,000 lives lost due to COVID. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 103 on Sunday, June 20th. Father's Day, 91 degrees, highs in the low 90s with a heat index even higher. Good afternoon, I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. More details are emerging from a triple murder in Herndon, Virginia yesterday morning. Neighbors say the victims were a mother and her 2 girls.
The tragedy at an apartment building on Florida Avenue in Herndon struck close to home for neighbors who tell our news partner NBC4 that the girls were just 6 and 10 years old. The oldest was getting ready to celebrate her birthday on Saturday. A couple said they knew the victims and struggled with how to tell their children.
How can you explain to a little one what happened? And, you know, for the family, or I don't know who proud it was, you know, but it's really bad.
Police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected and that the man had a personal relationship with the 3 victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
The Washington football team's application to trademark that name has been denied by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
According to multiple reports, the office denied the team's application due to the generic geographic nature of the request and because of previous registrations by Philip McCauley, who's the legal owner of the Washington Football Club. The team applied for the trademark last year after deciding to remove its former name, which many people considered offensive. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark, however, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The Washington Football Team has until December 18th to file a response to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
A heat emergency has been declared in the district for today and tomorrow. Cooling centers are open throughout the city on both days because the temperatures are expected to climb into the 90s. Bike riders in Maryland's most populous county are celebrating the opening of a first-of-its-kind project they believe will save lives.
The Protected Bike Lane pilot project has changed the look of a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County, putting the stretch from Arcola Avenue to Amherst Avenue in the Wheaton downtown on a road diet.
Went from three lanes on each side to two lanes on each side with a protected bike lane.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says next, the State Highway Administration will study the 1 1/3 mile stretch of road for 4 to 6 months to see how much it's used.
If they think that this is a success, they will pilot this in other road segments in the county.
Gray's enthusiastic to see this step, which he believes will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan, a goal of eliminating serious and fatal collisions on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
The district's Department of Transportation is proposing changes to the popular circulator service. Officials have extended the public comment period on those changes to hear from as many people as possible.
You'll now have until Friday, June 25th, to make your feelings known about the proposals, which include a new Ward 7 route. It would serve the Deanwood, Benning Road, Stadium Armory, and Union Station Metrorail stations. Officials say the route would be available to thousands of residents. It would also provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7. DDOT is also proposing an extension of the DuPont Circle Roslyn route to U Street Northwest. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, a major milestone for Maryland as it emerges from the pandemic. It's 106.
Got Medicaid? Got Medicare? Get more benefits. A dual special needs plan from United Healthcare gives you dental coverage, drug coverage with home delivery option, routine vision care, and much more. If you have Medicaid and Medicare, there's more for you. Call 1-844-837-1715. That's 1-844-837-1715. Benefits and features vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Grover Springfield with some breaking news. It seems Nissan owners can get an oil change and tire rotation for only 99 cents at Hart Nissan.
It's the dealer that's all Hart, all Hart.
The all-new Hart Nissan broke the internet with our 99-cent car deals. Now, in honor of Father's Day, if you're a Nissan owner, you can get an oil change and tire rotation for just 99 cents. Yes, now through the end of the month, get an oil change and tire rotation for just 99 cents, exclusively at the all-new Hart Nissan. So add it all up. Oil change with premium oil, tire rotation, and labor costs. That's a $99 value for just 99 cents. We're celebrating Father's Day now through the end of the month. So bring your Nissan to Hart Nissan and get an oil change and tire rotation for just 99 cents.